From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Shooting suspect in Thursday's deadly attack on U.S. military sites in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent 7 months in Jordan last year. Investigators are trying to determine if Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz made contact with any extremist groups while he was there. FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold said investigators are exploring all the travel done by Abdulaziz and whether he was acting alone.
Because the investigation is still in its early stages, it would be premature to speculate on exactly why the shooter did what he did. However, we are conducting a thorough investigation to determine whether this person acted alone.
4 U.S. Marines were killed on Thursday and several other people wounded at 2 military centers in Chattanooga. Iraqi officials say at least 80 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. Medics say the blast Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Saad also wounded at least 50. Many people had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, women and children among the victims. Police in Nigeria say suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13 in the city of Damaturu. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl, militant group Boko Haram increasingly using young women and girls as human bombs. This is VOA News. Uneasy about the Iran nuclear deal, Saudi Arabia on Friday sent its foreign minister, Adel al-Jubeir, to the White House, where he received reassurances from President Obama. Saudi leaders have criticized U.S. overtures to Iran, reflecting their concern that easing sanctions will enable Tehran to boost its financing of efforts to destabilize the region, including Yemen. Saudis have also expressed doubts that a deal would stop Iran from developing a nuclear bomb. Ukrainians marked the first anniversary Friday of the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger plane by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called the downing of the Flight 17 a ruthless terrorist attack and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia.
This crime represents a threat to the whole international community. Justice has to be restored and the readiness to defend the basic values to be demonstrated. This is an act of atrocity cannot be forgiven by anyone in the modern world.
Ukraine blames pro-Russia rebels for the plane shoot down. Russia and the rebels deny responsibility and blame Ukrainian forces for the downing of Flight 17. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras reshuffled his cabinet Friday to replace ministers who voted against tough austerity reforms demanded by Athens' international creditors. Greece has already won increase in the caps of its emergency funding from the European Central Bank, and the Eurozone finance ministers agreed to hand Athens a short-term loan, as well as hold 3-year meetings about a $94 billion bailout. And while the world's eyes have been on Greece, campaigners say dozens of other countries are building up dangerous levels of debt. Henry Ridgewell reporting now from London.
Athens may be in the headlines, but campaigners say the potential is building for a full-blown debt crisis in many parts of the developing world. Tim Jones is from the Jubilee Debt Campaign.
There's a huge boom in lending happening, especially to some of the most impoverished countries in the world at the moment. So we're worried that unless action is taken, they could end up in new debt crises again.
The Jubilee Debt Campaign says the total amount owed by debtor countries is due to hit $14.7 trillion this year, a 30% rise in 4 years. The group says 20 nations are already mired in debt crises, with many more vulnerable to economic turbulence. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And the U.S. space agency NASA releasing more photos of the surface of Pluto showing smooth, frozen plains. This follows the first spacecraft flyby, that is, of Pluto. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.